Well,
okay. So, Fortnite talk.
Bro, Fortnite talk?
Fortnite talk.
Big theories out there, man.
All right. So, question. What do you think about season 10? What do you think is going to happen?
Honestly, I think everything from the past season is going to come out. And I want to get into that more, too, because I was watching this video, right?
Uh-huh.
Where he breaks it down. And so he's talking about how, I don't know if you can see it. I'm trying to. He's going through the wormhole after the whole thing explodes. And all you see is the skin that has the green on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was saying how it's like a variant of the Dark Voyager. If you look at it closely. And then that other skin that... What he's going to do, they're either going to bring that up and have like all the skin, not all of them, but some of the favorites, and they're going to redo them. Not necessarily have the thing, but redo them.
Very interesting. Yeah, I remember I saw the trailer. I'm just hoping for at least Dusty Depot, Flux Factory, and I want Double Pump back. And yeah, that's pretty much all I want from season 10. That's what I'm asking.
If you look at
The seasons, like, all the seasons are gonna end. Like, what season do you think it's all gonna end at? Alright, so, what season do you think, like, Fortnite's all gonna end in?
It's maybe the last season, honestly.
Really?
I think so, because if it's out of time, they're bringing everything from the other seasons back. If that does happen. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be revolved around all the other seasons. So, mm-hmm. How they do that and come out with another, with more seasons? They might have more battle passes, but I don't think it's going to be. What they could do, I feel like, is that because in the map in the trailer, you see factories and the old Dusty back again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also see the volcano and then Salty and then the monster. I think they're going to add some old parts from every different season back. Back or leave it the same.
Interesting. Yeah.
You also see the new pickaxe and back bling when he's falling down.
Yeah, it's true. Dang. So, what are you going to think about the new robot that's going to be coming out?
It looks like the mech from Halo.
I can see that.
Well, I think the whole thing is that they're gonna, like, he was talking about how the meteor, like, that's the same meteor that hit back in season 4.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I think what they could do is they could rewind time and, like, have all these events that happen never really happen. They could do that. I think some of it has to do with the visitor and how he's a time traveler.
Yeah.
Of course, that mech from the future and everything.
Yeah. I know, because, I mean, I know that, again, going back to the season thing, I know that I always saw a video saying where they found, like, some files for season 11. So, who knows? I feel like maybe what they're probably going to do is probably, like, maybe every season they're going to bring something old back. I don't know. Just a theory.
I feel like it's going to be, like, a phase. Like, you know? You know how Marvel, like, in the end, all of them come together. You know what I mean? I feel like it's going to be, like, that type of deal.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be bad either. I mean, honestly, I think it's good enough to get me excited about it. It got me excited about it.
Yeah, same with me.
Like, season 9 was kind of garbo right now. It was garbage.
Yeah, true. Hopefully, like, I think
the only good thing was the slipstreams, but even that. Like, look what I'm sending you right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, the season 10 Sparkle Specialists. Yeah.
I mean, bring that stuff back. And the skins they show in the trailers, they show the tier 100s, but honestly, I don't think any of the ones we saw were going to be the tier 100s. Mm-hmm. I think the Sparkle Specialist, if it's in there, it has to be like one of the first tiers. So that's how it was in season 2.
Yeah. I feel like
that Dark Warrior, I feel like, and it's good that they if they do end up remastering them, I feel like it's good for all the players. But like, I don't know how I feel about the new Dark Voyager, because it kind of beats the purpose of like grinding out for season 3 and getting that skin, unless say it's like a variant for like the OG people, like how they did with the Skull Trooper.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I feel like could happen. And obviously, where I know I have a feeling that this season, like this new season that's going to be coming out tomorrow, I really feel like that's going to like bring Fortnite back, you know? Like, not like a full recovery, but like it's going to bring most people back.
With now they have a gold SMG, it looks like.
Yeah.
Or stuff. Because remember, I think the whole, when they're teasers, they're talking about the past and the future. I think it's all just going to come together in a way, and like the mech from the future. Because I was never in the game. I don't think it was. I'm pretty sure. And you know, everything else.
Yeah. Pretty good topic. Yeah.
Did it just end?
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, well, I forgot where I left off now, because I was just talking.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a pretty good topic.
Yeah, but it's going to suck that I'm not going to be able to play it, honestly. You should live stream it, though, for me to watch.
Yeah, I will definitely live stream it tomorrow.
Do it like, after 12 or something, because I'm going to be in class.
Yeah. All right. But yeah. So, moving on from Fortnite, we are going to be talking about Apex. What are your thoughts about Apex?
I mean, Apex has been doing good since season 1. I feel like there's nothing really to hate about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty popular. I mean, people still play it.
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't been out as long as Fortnite has. I think that's where, I guess,
yeah,
like where Fortnite has, I guess, the upper hand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they haven't done a bad job at all. I mean, it's a different concept too. Different animations, different world. I feel like you really can't compare the two. The only thing you can compare it with is, I guess, it being a battle royale game.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, yeah, personally, I like the gun mechanics better.
Yeah. I love how, like, Apex has tried to, like, kind of, like, do their own kind of battle royale. Because if you think about it, pretty much all battle royales are, like survive to, like, the very end. And all battle royales pretty much have, like, solo duos and squads. But I like how, like do their own thing. Like, just keep it by squads. And another thing that they're doing good, that they're going to most likely succeed in, is that they're learning off of other Battle Royale games. Like, as you know, like in the new season 2 that it came out, like they added challenges and they added like ranked game modes. Like, I mean, yeah, I guess you could say that they copied like the ranked game mode from Fortnite, but at least like they're learning. And I feel like at least by like, whenever they come in, like, in season 5 or something, I feel like that's whenever it's, like, really going to take over, because they would have learned a lot more.
I mean, they had the loading screens, too. I realize that.
Yeah.
I haven't really been on it, too. But I think what made them unique was the whole respawn beacons and the three-person squads.
Yeah.
I think they should leave the three-people squads in there. I mean, it would be nice to see a free mode in there, sort of like a playground or creative, most likely a playground. I mean, but you can't hate them if they take stuff from other games such as Fortnite, because I mean, look at Fortnite with the respawn vans and the, you know, the card and everything else too.
Yeah, I mean, like all Battle Royale games try to learn off of each other, you know, like to
try. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying season two of Apex.
Yeah, I still have yet to be on that one.
Yeah, I also like how they, at the end of season one, they added like the little dragons that you can shoot for the loot.
Yeah, what is that about? What are the dragons about?
Like, so basically they have like different loot boxes on like their feet, and they like whenever you fly around, if you shoot at them, then like they'll drop like the loot box. Sometimes it'll be like I think it can spawn gray ones, but sometimes it can be like gray, blue, purple, or legendary. I think legendary.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's mainly like blue. I've always seen blue so far.
Yeah, I mean Apex isn't doing bad. I mean, it's always been a decent game to me. I mean, it's different. I think some people hate that it's different, but I mean, it's unique in its own way. I think they're really trying to incorporate a story too, you know, with the whole dragon thing and adding more stuff.
Yeah.
I would say. Yeah, I mean. That one's really better than the other. It just depends on the preference. Like me, I like Apex just because I'm so used to Call of Duty shooters and Modern Warfare and Black Ops.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. I mean, Blackout for Black Ops 4. I mean, that was okay. It's not the best. Battle Royale-wise.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm mean, fine. It's not that
Yeah.
I feel like season 10, if it is the last season, I mean, I feel like I'm not saying it's gonna be better than season 2, but I'm not. I don't know for sure. Like, yeah, we saw the trailer and everything, and there's high hopes for everything.
Yeah.
I feel like it could top season 2. I'm not saying it will. It has the possibility to top over season 2.
Yeah. I feel like
Because I mean, getting people excited based off the trailer, I mean, that's already something within itself.
Yeah, it's true. I feel like one of the main things that they're gonna have to try to really work on for this season 10, is the battle pass. 'Cause I just feel like ever since like season 3, I mean, season 4 was all right, but like ever since season 3, I just felt like the battle passes just like they just like ran out of ideas or something.
I mean, I think season 3 was one of the last golden seasons, in my opinion. Season 4 was good, but if we're talking battle pass wise, I think you gotta remember they introduced the armor aspect of it, and they made the levels way too high for the Omega skin. I mean, level 80, I think it was, or something like that,
Yeah.
just to unlock the armor. And I'm not complaining about the. I mean, I feel like for the season, it's always been a thing, and people are just. I mean, it could get the game over. But I feel like that if they did get rid of the leveling up for the extra armor pieces or the stages, I feel like it wouldn't be a bad thing. It would actually feel more authentic, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it gets tiring leveling up each time just to unlock a new stage. And it doesn't even matter about the skin. It's all about when you're in the middle of playing of who has the latest stage and everything and all that.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's gonna be stages. If they remaster the skins, there's gonna be stages.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, yes, the old days of Fortnite were good, but I think this one has the chance to top all of them. Because, I feel like with the mechanics of the game now, the only downside is just the way people play. I mean, everyone's kind of used to the game with the editing and everything. And just it being like that, I feel like if there was a way to change that, there's probably been a way where, like, not everyone, first thing you come up against is sort of like a sweat. Like, I'm not saying have some sort of, you know, but I don't know if there's a way to change that or.
Yeah.
No, because when I want to fight someone in Fortnite, I don't want to fight just by building and outbuilding and then trying to. Like rush people. I mean, yeah. I mean, I hit strats, but I remember back in season three, all we did was get high ground and build one by one towers.
Yeah.
Double ramp rush, pyramid
Double
coning,
pump.
Yeah. I feel like they have too much guns in the games as of right now. Too much, but like airstrike, proximity grenade launcher. Like they don't need all the extra stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I feel about that. I think they're gonna vault some stuff, hopefully.
Yeah, I feel like they may vault the proximity grenade launcher. That's what I'm thinking they're gonna vault. And I know they're gonna unvault. They have to unvault the legendary TAC SMG. So.
Yeah.
But yeah. So how would you think that Call of Duty is doing so far?
Duty's doing pretty good. They sort of fell off, in my opinion, after Black Ops 4. Infinite Warfare wasn't that bad. The story was okay. I think it's more you started seeing the same thing multiplayer wise with the whole exo suits and the boost jumps and the sliding and everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not mad after remastering Modern Warfare. I guess opportunity to, I guess, to put it into examples, like the same thing as what Fortnite's doing, going back to the old, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Multiplayer wise and campaign wise, and seeing our favorites come back, I think that's gonna make people play the game more, and ultimately that's a good strategy too.
Yeah. I didn't really like Black Ops 4 as much. Like, I didn't even like their battle royale. I thought their battle royale was a little too complicated. Like, I understand they're trying to make stuff like real life. Like, they're trying to make stuff look like real life and everything. I just felt like it
He's already
was
done that. But
My favorite Call of Duty game was Call of Duty, Black Ops 2 and Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
yeah, for me, I like Modern Warfare 2 and 3. Those are pretty good. I mean, we could talk about the Battlefield games like Battlefield 3, Battlefield 2. Those are pretty solid too.
Yeah.
But you really don't see a lot of Battlefield. I mean, for people that like Battlefield, it's not a terrible game. I think Battlefield 5's Battle Royale is pretty solid, in a sense that it's better than Black Ops 4, in my opinion, just because of the whole World War One thing or two or whatever they're on going with it.
Yeah. Like I don't even know if a lot of people even play the Battlefield 5 games. Like I mean the Battlefield 5 game, but I'm talking about like the Battle Royale. 'Cause like I tried playing like when I was over there in Arizona. Not too long ago, I remember I tried playing the Black Ops Battlefield 5 Battle Royale game, and then what happened? It literally took me like 20 minutes just to get in one game.
Yeah, I mean, the game's not bad. For Battlefield lovers, it's not bad. I haven't had the time to go buy it because I'm running out of space, but it's one of the games I would pick up.
Yeah.
I feel like now with going back to Fortnite, I feel like you started playing what? Because I started playing at the end of season two,
I started
but
playing at the end of
fast.
season 3. I remember that.
Yeah, I started playing at the end of season two because I remember Joshua was playing it. I didn't have the battle pass. We didn't either. He didn't either. And I remember getting into it for season three. And then my friend Brian helped me out with it because he was like a trial and sweat with it. But yeah, I think season X is really a turning point. Because let's talk about going from season like or two back to season 10. Where now, I think starting, and I want to hear your opinion too, but I want to start with season two. I mean, how do you feel about season two?
I mean, I really enjoyed season two. It was a lot different. Like, obviously, it was a lot different than the like than like
I thought
seasons.
you started playing at the end of season three.
I know I did, but I mean, I obviously seen videos. I've seen videos, but I thought it looked good, and it's obviously different from the other seasons. From the other seasons that we have now, because like obviously people are over here building 90s and everything, and like you said, like during season two, people like didn't even know how to build. Like there was no turbo building.
I remember my first game too. I landed Soccer Zone. It was at the end of season two, one of the like the very last week when season three was coming out. I just remember playing, and then everyone was a default. Most of the people were defaults. I just remember getting my first kill at Soccer Zone at the pool. I shot this default with a tac shotgun like twice because I'm used to third. I think at that time I was used to. Third party like third person shooters. It's sort of getting that mode. Like when you're a third person shooter, you're not used to having the aspect of building for protection, you know?
Yeah, you just like use natural cover.
Yeah, you either use natural cover or you try and zigzag or whatever it is that you're gonna do. And I think that season two was a great season for the people that started in the beginning. And yeah, I mean the skins were good. They weren't the worst skins. And I liked the idea of the knights and everything. And yeah, what about season three? What are your thoughts?
Season three, I really enjoyed it. That's whenever I didn't really get in the concept of double pumping until like at the end of like maybe season four, because like I didn't really realize like how would you say like OP double pump was. It's like I was over here just like using one pump, like they would do like 7 damage. I remember that pumps used to always like do 7 damage. You'd be like, what? But
I have some clips from season three of Tags doing 9 damage at a headshot from a range, but yeah, I think season three sort of followed in the footsteps of season two a little bit. I think everything was good for me. Everything was good. The pickaxes were good. The gliders were good for me. The skins were good, but I feel like they could have added a little bit different skins like they do now. I think that's one of the things I like now is how they add different skins instead of sticking. Like they have an overall theme, but not all the skins look the same, like the knight skins or the space skins, you know? I think in season three, I think double pumping, that's when that started getting a thing because it was always pump sniping in season two.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember seeing
No.
videos.
Bubble bumping. Double pump, bubble bumping. I think double pumping got really big and so did building. I know how like now it's 90s. I know it was always one by ones back then. And establishing a base and getting high ground, getting to zone. And John Wick came out at the time where maybe he was already out. I'm not complaining about the reboot skin. I mean, it's clean, it's nice, and it has its own take on it.
I mean, I honestly can't wait for season 10 tomorrow. I'm very excited. So, I mean, yeah. I remember I mean, I guess technically I kind of started playing at the end of season two, but I wasn't like playing the Battle Royale though. Because I remember like I was
Saved.
playing like the old Save the World. Because I remember I went over to my brother John's house and they have, and like my nephews, they had Save the World on their PS4s. So then I tried it out and I was like, okay, so basically you gotta build a base and just shoot these zombies, basically. So I got into that, and then I remember at the whenever I started playing the Battle Royale, like at the end of season three. I remember my very first game, I landed Fatal Fields. Or no, it was Anarchy Acres. I landed Anarchy Acres. And I remember I was like building a base. I would go chop down some wood. I was building like this big base. And then I end up dying. And then I was like, bro, someone's got to be hacking. Like, they just killed me. But I never realized that there was a storm in the game, though. And so I ended up dying to the storm.
I think that season three was all about double pumping and one by ones. I think season four wasn't bad. It was bad. I like the whole theme of superheroes. I think that was a really good theme too.
Yeah, like heroes and villains.
Yeah, heroes and villains was a really good
Yeah.
one. Good
I don't
theme.
know.
I know we were talking about, we'll get to that here in a minute, but yeah, season four and the whole thing with the meteor. I think the aliens was the main thing that everyone was guessing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad. It was sort of getting downhill, but it wasn't the worst. It was still in one of the top best, I want to say. And the whole aspect, and that's when they started getting into like the pop rocks and the consumables you could find around the map, like the shadow cubes, I think it was, and like the with the pop rocks, the space stones and whatnot. I think that's when spamming came too with the drum gun, and
Yeah.
I think spamming was a good aspect of season four. But I mean, how do you feel about season four?
Yeah, I mean, honestly thought four was a great season. I remember, I mean, I never got to make it to tier 100, but I remember like the very last day season four was gonna end. Remember the very last day? I remember I had my squad. We were grinding just for me to get the hype emote, because I was like grinding, like trying to grind all night just to get the hype emote. And so I was like, I gotta get this. And then finally, I was able to get it. And I was like, bro, I'm so happy. And then I love how, and I think it's funny how like I worked all hard. I worked all that time, put all that time into it and everything. And like I don't even use it anymore. Like when do you really ever see somebody use a season four emote nowadays? You know?
You know, I mean, you really don't see anyone seeing season four
Not even
emote.
skins. Like you don't even see people wearing some foreskins anymore.
That's a good thing too. I mean, I'm gonna get into that topic later, but I feel like season. Then that was another thing too with the emotes and how they're using like take the L was a big one from season three. The floss from season two, season four it had hype. Season five had swipe it. Season six had I don't remember. What did season six have? I'd have to look in my inventory.
Six was with Kevin the Cube, right? But I forgot the
Yeah,
name.
oh, four also had the Orange Justice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. On to season five. I mean, season five. That was one. Didn't buy two battle. I only did never bought one battle pass, and that was season five. Just it was so bad. I mean, we all thought everyone. I feel like most of us thought it was gonna be pirates or Egypt because of the whole drift skin and everything.
Yeah. I will be right back, but you can keep talking for the podcast.
A podcast. I feel like that season five was just it got to the aspect of we. I felt like it was going to be part of time. It wasn't going to be time just because of the rifts and bringing the Easter Island things back, and then bringing. You saw the wagon and the bones, the dinosaur bones around the map. But I feel like that was sort of in a sense a waste of doing that stuff. I mean, because they just let everyone throw away. I mean, Excuse me. I mean, the only thing that happened was really Kevin the Cube. I mean, that was sort of like, where did that come from? Especially with the ruins and everything. He sort of it was a mess. It was a mess. And the skins, the skins were just, I mean, Ragnarok. I mean, it was a number of topics, and it really didn't make sense at all in a way. And that's how I feel about season five. I mean, of course, it was the end of Double Pump. People were grieving because they had no Double Pump.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had some good skins, but not really enough.
All right.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you can go.
And I was talking about how, like, the topics were, like, so off-putting. How there was time. I mean, I thought it was time. I thought it was time because of the whole rifts idea and bringing all different time periods together. And I feel like it was sort of off-putting because the skins didn't match up with the story. I mean, Kevin the Cube was the only random thing that really happened.
Yeah.
Sort of was just a waste in a sense of like doing the whole time aspect of like getting like I thought it was time. I sure thought it was for time. And now that they're doing time, I think that's what's getting me more excited is because I've been waiting for some time travel sorts of the season,
Yeah.
I think season four, that was another good thing, was with the rocket blast off. Season five, right off the rift. I think everything that happened was building up to, of course, season 10. I mean, I know that for sure with the whole rifts bringing in everything. That was sort of the only good thing that it showed us the first peek of sort of space and like the in-between worlds that we see in season 10 trailer. Where
Yeah.
everything that was vaulted or everything that was taken out the game, you see the shopping carts, you see a casket, a mummy casket, you see the fish rowing. It's a I couldn't I don't could you make up that skin? I know what it is, but could, I don't
Yeah, it was the DJ
know.
Yonder skin.
Yeah, and
Gold crown on him.
I think that's another thing too, is the sense that they're redoing the skins. You just see go by see these old skins come back, and they're having like these alternate versions of it. And I think that's a really good thing.
Yeah.
That sort of reminds me of like a parallel universes, where you see the same stuff but it's different. If you ever watch The Flash or some sort of
Yeah.
different multiverse type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, 'cause we're off topic, but yeah, season five was just bad for me in general. It was just the worst.
I feel like the only skin that really went with it was obviously the drift skin, because that was like the only one in the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst. So,
Hello?
then going on to season six.
Yeah, hold up. I'm gonna be right back real quick. Again, just talk to the podcast real quick.
Right. I think another thing with season six is it had a theme and it was better than season five, and it's sort of a redemption from season five. Looking back now, it wasn't one of the best seasons, but in that time of playing, excuse me, it was better than season five, just because you got the whole introduction of the zombies and the whole Halloween theme and everything, and just being able to see that, like have that introduced, I think was really a big step of them doing new things and different things too. And then, of course, them dropping loot and everything, that's just a good add-on. I mean, the story, it was sort of with Q building up into Loot Lake, but of course, that set it up for where we're at now, with Loot Lake being sort of the main points with the cube, and then you have the butterfly, and you have now the orb that's under there. But yeah, season six was okay. It was okay. Of course, going back, season two was obviously the greatest. Season three was very good. Season four was just good. Season five was garbage. Season six was okay. There's not really much to talk about. They added more guns. Can't remember off the top of my head. And I know they say they really didn't start molting things till season seven, season eight. One of those, I'm really not too sure at the moment. But trying to think of anything else. I know we all thought Double Pump was coming back in season seven. Yeah. Then going on to season seven. Season seven was above okay. I'm trying to find a word above okay. It was decent. It was fairly decent. With the whole Christmas aspect again. Halloween, Christmas. I mean, we can't go wrong with that, you know? And so just seeing season seven, the whole iceberg, the snow. I mean, I could get, like I said before, you're adding in those fundamental things that players can enjoy and what's going to keep attracting them back to playing. That's really how you're getting your money, I guess, with the story. Like, don't get me wrong, the playing aspect of it, the building, is different. It's different, but I feel like the only reason Fortnite's really attracting more players is the story, rather than guns or everything else, because I feel like with the guns, we're sort of seeing alternate versions of the same stuff. But I think the story is one of the main things that brought it back. Season seven set up a lot of stuff for the monster now that we saw in season nine. It's set up for the volcano, I want to say. I can't remember. Let me think. Yeah, it did. It 100% did. And season eight was good. It was good. It's back to good. I did the same season four, with the whole pirate theme. I mean, you had the pirate theme, you had the ice theme, and then you also had the lava theme. I think season eight was sort of like you know what I mean, to season nine, and season nine being set up. But season nine was falls under my category of better than season five, but still garbage and trash. Yeah, a lot of stuff throughout the story got set up. I think some of the main things I like about all the seasons was story. The battle pass wise and skins wise, season five and season nine just weren't that good. Because again, you started seeing more of the same thing of the different stages and leveling up and just grinding out. I mean, that's yes, it could make players play the game more, but I think the story is the main thing that's bringing everyone back. Think also too, season eight, the battle pass on that season just wasn't the greatest either. It wasn't enough to make it bad. I mean, the last skin, I mean, Tier 100, I'm pretty sure we can all agree that it was just not the greatest. I mean, you literally just change the colors on it. I mean, there's not really much else you can do with that. So, think that's where that falls in.
About that, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know what gets turned off, but we just combine the episodes later. But yeah, I was just talking about how season, I don't know if you heard me, about how season six and season, I mean, I already said my opinion, just give me yours since I don't think,
Yeah.
since yeah.
So really, I'm gonna start off with season four. Again, like I said, I thought the themes were really good for season four, like you said, heroes and villains. And then when it came to season five, like I said, the drift skin was the only one that made sense. The thing I really loved about season five was the rift egos and like rifts. I thought that was a pretty cool way to get around the map. But I know a big shocker that took everyone by surprise was that they like practically like got rid of Double Pump.
Don't think any of us really saw it coming, like I said before. And then going back to the rift thing, I think that also introduced a new way of getting around the map. So like with season four, you had the pop rock. So like take a pop rock, get into zone. Season five, take a rift to go or take a rift. Let's go to zone. Season six, let's take a shadow cube. Let's go to lake and rotate. Season seven, you had the planes, and then I believe the introduction of ballers was the there that there during that time too. Season seven, you had something season seven also.
I think she's.
I already said season seven. Season seven was the planes. Season eight was the geysers, and now season nine was the slipstream. And I really don't know what it's going to be for season 10.
Yeah, like with season nine, like whenever season nine came around, I didn't really see a purpose for for rifts anymore. I mean, because like now you practically have like the slipstreams,
They
which
did turn
almost.
off during the last circle, though.
But I know like I remember I didn't even realize like I had just realized recently that they took out the Riftigos because I like had just like barely thought about it. Like, wait, I just realized they took out Riftigos and they probably took that out like a long time ago. I just haven't even realized it
Yeah, I
because.
remember last time we were playing, they were using him a lot, and we were just like getting kind of mad because dude, at the last circle, they would just rift to go and get out of there. Go to the diagram.
And then I know season six with obviously the cube, nobody even knew like what was gonna happen. Like I feel like nobody even knew like what was gonna happen to Loot Lake, because I feel like out of everybody, I feel like maybe Loot Lake got it the hardest.
I mean,
Like out of all. Because if you think about it, Loot Lake got Kevin the Cube. No, well, first it started off with like people
rock.
calling it like Lake because it was like all purple, and then I remember then it went on to Kevin the Cube to where like there was like a big island on it, and then after that, then it changed into like this weird vault where like you know how like those weird things would like come out, and you'd have to like. Direct them from like pressure plant everything. You have to direct them in the middle or something like that. And then I know, and then after that, then came, I believe, was the vault kind of thing, which I thought was going to open and people were like going to be able to go inside of it or something.
Bunkers and
Yeah, the bunker thing. And then obviously came along like season nine with like it electricing, like. Having electricity powering Loot Lake
Neo
and
talking.
Neo Tilted, and then not to mention it also got destroyed by the monster.
And the Nexus, you have the Nexus Orb, what they're calling it, I guess. I call it the Nexus Orb.
The weird orb, but I feel like it got it the most.
I mean, it's in the center of the map, so it would make sense. And like I was saying, I think the thing that's separate overall, the story is good. Overall, the story is good. You can't complain with the story. And like I was saying in the for the podcast, that's what's bringing people back. That's what brings people like me back. It's not the guns. It's not it's not really the battle pass. It's sort of the story. I mean, I guess the battle pass does go with the story, but it's not like the guns. It's not like, because honestly, like I with season five, I got off. Season nine, I got off. Because I mean, it was. I guess you could say it was a battle pass for those things because they really didn't tie into the story. Like season nine, it was just. I looked at the skins. I gave it one glance, and I'm like, "What are they coming out with now?" Like they ran out of ideas, but. Of course, I think it was season five and season nine. And season six came along, and now season 10's coming along, and it's just getting me back into it after like those bad seasons. I think, and especially what happened in season five, season five with the cube. I think it all led up to this moment. Same thing, I guess. The analogy I could put it in is sort of like Avengers Endgame, where everything led up to this moment, and it's all gonna come back, especially from the future. You know what I mean? And that could set it up for more seasons if they want to take that route of just more seasons, like one after another, right? Creating ideas, trying to brainstorm ideas one year, next year, or they could just do it where They come out with Battle Pass skins. It could be a theme. They don't have to change the map. They don't have to add more to the story. It could just be sort of like a seasonal theme, like, 4th of July or
Yeah.
Christmas or Halloween, or they could just, it really doesn't have to tie into the story.
Yeah,
In my
like how season
opinion.
7 was with Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, that it tied into the story, yes. But I feel like if they look after the season 10, if the map really does have things that are new and things that are old, like Dusty and the factories, I feel like it's a point where everyone could be happy with Fortnite, I'm thinking if they don't change it, don't change that map at all, where everyone's happy, the game's gonna go on a steady path. Yeah, changes they can make. If they do go with that path, they can do gun changes, they can vault some stuff, but I really don't think they have to change more of the map if it's going through a dramatic change right now and it's stuff it already all has. If it's just if they do change it, it's just getting too much. And if factories and Divot does not stay in the game, then it's sort of like just it was there for one season and it's gone, and there's really it was just a waste.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a break though. I gotta use the restroom.
Right, you're good. All right, well, podcast. Yeah, I think he's right. I think, like, how'd you say it? You wouldn't always, like, not every season has to tie into the story. Like, yeah, it'd be pretty cool if they did, which they are, but like, I feel like they could probably do like w at least like two different like seasons, not like tying in with the story. Like, let's say for an example, like he was saying like 4th of July or something, because I know season 2 was like some sort of like a Halloween. And same thing with season 6. So yeah, I could see like something like that. But other than that, yeah, I'm really liking Fortnite. I mean, really, it's a dead game right now, as people can say, but I feel like once season 10 comes out with the new season, I'm feeling like Fortnite's really gonna be able to come back. Like, it may be like a kind of slow process, but I just feel like they still have a chance to come back though. Like, I can't really blame people for like saying like, oh, like I don't like playing Fortnite. Fortnite's bad. Like, oh, Apex is better. I mean, yeah, people have their different opinions about stuff. Like, for me, I like playing Fortnite a little more than I do playing Apex, and like, and then we have Danny like saying like, why I like playing Fort? I like playing Apex more than I like playing Fortnite, but I mean, everybody has their own opinions, Like, again, like I had said earlier in the podcast that all battle royale games have their own unique features, and like they're kind of feeding off of each other, I guess you can say, to try to make their game better. Like, again, like Fortnite came out with the like new revive bans and stuff, and then in Apex Season 2, Apex came out with the ranked mode that Fortnite already had, and what is that noise? Yeah, but it's like a buzzing noise. I think that's all just dang. I'm still here. But all right, it stopped. But yeah, I really like it. Kind of going off Fortnite topic a little bit, like the sh I like kind of going off again, like I said, kind of going Fortnite topic and just trying to talk about this other game. I know like new games are coming out, people are gonna want to try it out. Not everybody is gonna want to play Fortnite all the time. Like, you can play Madden like a day, you can play Apex a day or two, and then like Fortnite another day, you know? But yeah. Yeah, I like the trailer that they came out with season 10. Like the trailer. I like how like they had like as Jesse was saying, they had him like going through space. And then like we were saying, it had like DJ Yonder there in the fish, kind of reenacting like the season 8 kind of trailer. And then they had like the butterfly event, like the little butterfly flying from the butterfly event. I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, what I had kind of imagined it, I thought they were going to do like some like event, which I knew was most likely not going to happen. But I thought that it would have been a really cool idea, like if they did like this live event where like during mid game, everything would just like kind of stop. People would get lifted up in the air. And then like it would be like a time lapse, like of different like seasons, you know, like time lapse of different things that had happened like in the past. Like we would see like the robot and Polar Peak monster fight over again, but it would be like a time lapse in reverse. So it'd go from like the robot fight, then it'd go on to what was it? Like the volcano explosion and stuff, and then go back, just keep on going back different seasons. And then as you would like be like lifted up in there, as you like lifted up in there, you'd be able to like see like a, like the map be changing and everything. And I thought it was gonna go back to like some season 3 map or something. But yeah, I feel like I don't know if they may or may not take out Slipstreams. I don't think they really will. But, yeah. Guns that I think that may be vaulted. I think, let's see. I like the Storm Scout Sniper. I really like that. I hope they keep it in the game still. But, let's see. Dang, it's kind of a hard one, I guess. Let's see. I would say I would like them to vault. I mean, not vault, but like unvault. I'd like to see them unvault like the OG purple tech and stuff like that. But I can't really say that because they already have a new purple tech. Yeah. You back?
Yeah.
Jesse?
Yeah. No more.
I was talking about like what guns I thought would probably be vaulted.
Hold on. Yeah. I will.
It's not cold. They're not cold.
I think one of the important things, if Fortnite does choose for this to be the last season, I feel like that what they could do is instead of adding a whole bunch of different stuff, like map changes,
mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, it depends what it is. Because I feel like one of the things they can do is add more vehicles. You know, or you can add dirt bikes. You know, if they really do bring back all the vehicles. Hold on one second.
Alright. You're good. But yeah, vehicle wise, I think like you said, I guess like I feel like they could add like new vehicles to the game. I mean, like I don't even think I think they got rid of ATKs, right? Like a long time ago. Yeah, I believe they got rid of ATKs because, like, literally no one used them, like, at all. Because we have quad crashers, we got hoverboards. But I feel like they could probably add, like, new vehicles. Maybe, let's see.
Like I was saying before, They should add different vehicles. I'm not gonna like to see this. Different vehicles for different terrains. Like if you're in the desert, they still have the desert, right?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
I sort of forgot about the desert. Oh my goodness, that's how you know I haven't been on in a while. I didn't know they forgot they had paradise palms and everything. They could add a dirt bike for the desert, a snowboards for the snow, ATKs for the grass. I mean, hoverboards for the volcano area or wherever they want to add them. Shopping carts and junk junction, shopping centers, motel, whenever, wherever retail. You know what I mean? Wherever you
Yeah.
find those types of objects in real life, you can incorporate them within the game. You know? Really, yeah. I mean, honestly, I think what Fortnite should do, in my opinion, this would be, in my opinion, it wouldn't make me mad. I don't know how other people will feel. Fortnite, I feel like that if they did stop going with continuing on with seasons, like season 11, 12, 13. So on and so forth. I feel like it could only get you so far. And I don't think they have to have different seasons for a different map changes, like different storyline. The
Yeah.
whole story leads up to this moment. If they do that, the story ends. I mean, they can add more stuff, I mean, that'll still make the game great, but they don't have to continue with the story unless they really want to. So I feel like it's just not a necessity, but they could.
Yeah. Like, and if they would add map changes, like, at least, like, something small, you know? Like, 'cause I a new season comes out, they end up like introducing like one big place, you know? But yeah. I'm hoping that they give Tilted back. I don't really, I mean, I kind of prefer the old Tilted than I do Neo Tilted. But that's just like my opinion. I know other people like Neo Tilted more than old Tilted, but yeah.